It's now time for the reality check with our partners at Honolulu Civil Beat. Managing Editor Jim Simon joins us with a peculiar development with the Big Islands County Council. Good morning.
Good morning, Catherine. It is indeed a strange story, one of the strangest ones I've come across in years of covering government and politics. This one comes from our Big Island columnist, Jason Armstrong, about Jen Ruggles, a Hawaii County Councilwoman from Puna, who announced that she can no longer really do her job with any legitimacy because she's afraid of committing a war crime against Native Hawaiians. On Tuesday, she was actually asked to leave the council meeting after she refused to vote because of her concerns. And these worries, based on the advice of her private attorney, is that by legislating and being complicit in the collections of taxes and setting other policies, she's essentially violating the U.S. Constitution and international law. And this is a position in support of Hawaii sovereignty, stemming basically from the overthrow of the Hawaii monarchy in 1893. And her position is, which is based on some, derives in part from a letter sent by an expert from the UN Human Rights Commission to the Hawaii judiciary. Her position apparently is that Hawaii is an occupied state and that the governing laws must be those of the Hawaiian kingdom. So she is concerned that she's acting illegitimately in her function as a Hawaii County Councilwoman, though she hasn't given up her seat, which expires in a couple of months.
Right. So this is a bit of a head scratcher because generally the incumbents have an edge, but it just sounds like she doesn't want to play ball.
Oh, definitely. And, you know, there is an odd backdrop to this. Ruggles this summer abandoned her reelection bid for a second term, even though the ballots had been printed. But she gave no public reason for withdrawing at that time. So, again, she's only going to be serving another few months. But it's interesting, when Ruggles first asked Hawaii County's council, who's a Native Hawaiian himself, for a legal opinion about that, he told her that she would incur no legal or criminal liability. She didn't accept that advice and contends the county attorney is being negligent in his advice. In return, the county attorney during this meeting on Tuesday said, essentially told her, by not voting, you're doing a disservice to your constituents. He was quoted saying, when you abstain, you're not representing your district. And several other council members jumped on that as well. And I think they were baffled and surprised by all this. On the other hand, Ruggles has gotten some support for her stand. Kamala Nihehu, a doctor who's participated in the Pacific Caucus of the UN and is a medical officer for the Hokulea, told our reporter, told Jason Armstrong, you know, that this is something that really is being raised as a very legitimate question in this case.
But now, she's still on the payroll, though, right?
Right. She's on the payroll. And adding to the oddity of this is she says she has no choice to accept her salary for the time being, which I think is somewhere around $70,000 a year. I may have that wrong, because it's directly deposited to her bank account.
Okay. So we don't know if she's showing up to work or...
Yeah, I think that's a little unclear. I think she did walk out of the county council meeting when she was when she said she wasn't voting, and she was challenged on that. We don't know what the long term is, whether she's not going to attend these things or not going to vote in the future. It certainly seems that's what she's implying, though she keeps saying she's still going to work hard for her constituents.
Okay, well, I'm sure her challengers are probably happy about that, one less person to worry about in the race.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. And she finished, I think, third in the end in balloting.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, thanks a lot, Jim. This is certainly one for the books.
You bet.
Okay.
Thanks.
That was Managing Editor Jim Simon with today's Reality Check. To read the full story, visit civilbeat.org.